Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be the guest of the Salvation Army for the next half hour. Our star this week is Herb Vigran. You'll find fantastic. As a matter of fact, that's what it is, a fantasy. Oh, not the run-of-the-mill type, with clouds of boiling green vapor, eerie cities of glass and nebulous monsters who, like the Cheshire Cat, disappear until only their smiles remained. This is a fantasy in reality. It really happened. Our story is titled The Sour Drum Song and was written for Heartbeat Theater by Christopher Young. Since every fantasy requires a fantastic character, we've got one to fit the bill. He's called Hero and is ably played by Herb Vigran. And he's not the type of a hero you thought he was at all. So now, let's get on with Act One of our fantasy, The Sour Drum Song, starring Herb Vigran as Hero. The Sour Drum Song, a fantasy in fact. A factual story on Heartbeat Theater, and yet the facts are fantastic. This is the saga of a drum, a different kind of drum, for if you tried a rhythmic beat on this drum, you'd only add to the dilemma of our hero. This is a special display drum that the Salvation Army uses at assorted exhibits, state and county fairs, conferences, any place where crowds are likely to gather and the Army is anxious to inform them of their work. The drum revolves impressively, slowly revealing a variety of pictures that illustrate the many, many phases of the Salvation Army activities. Simultaneously, a tape recorder plays music and a running commentary on the different services. Statistics to be considered are as follows. 72 inches across the front, 38 inches at the large part of the base, 66 inches in height, and approximately 200 pounds in weight. And now, the true story of this Army exhibit drum, told with tongue-in-cheek.
I'll take the blame. I'll take the... Oh, what's this? What's this? A hospital? Oh, that's where they've taken me. A hospital. Oh, well, inevitable, inevitable. Bound to happen. A man can take only so much, even a hero like me. I'll tell them. I won't deny it. It was all my idea. But all anybody had to do was install the braces on each side of the bottom with the four wing nuts provided.
Okay, Doc, he's all yours.
Who is he?
I think he was one of the four wing nuts he just mentioned.
What happened to him?
Nobody knows for sure. He was down at the county fairground setting up some kind of exhibit for the Salvation Army booth there. All of a sudden, he runs out screaming, "They didn't send the tape! They didn't send the tape!" And he falls to the ground and starts pounding it with his fist, still screaming. So they called us.
Yes, that's true. That's true. All true. Any man would do the same.
All right. Now, easy, fella.
Like I say, Doc, he's all yours.
Nurse, will you...
I know, Doctor. Two CCs.
You better make it four.
Yeah, make it ten. I want to forget everything.
What's your name?
No, better be forgotten. Better be forgotten. It was all my idea, you know. Oh, yes, yes, it was all my idea. My great contribution. My plan to let thousands know of the wonderful work of the Salvation Army.
What was your idea?
I was a hero. You can call me Hero. The display drum was all my idea. I even helped design it.
Here you are, Doctor.
Nah, this won't hurt.
Oh, that's too bad. Pain would be a welcome relief.
There you are. You'll feel better in a little while.
I'll never feel better.
You know, I believe him.
That'll be all, nurse.
You expect me to leave before I find out what this is all about?
She's right, you know, Doc. She's right. Let her see a fallen hero. Let her learn how never to have an idea of her own.
All right. Hero, if that's what you want me to call you.
You see, the whole display was designed to fit into a standard 8x10-foot booth. Oh, it was so simple. So simple.
Ah, you're starting to feel better, aren't you?
Any 10-year-old can operate a tape recorder. 11-year-old?
10.
Oh, you're nice. You're very, very nice, both of you. Nice people shouldn't hear about the terrible things that happened with that display drum. Of course, I didn't always travel with it, but, well, suddenly it seems as though I was always there when things went wrong.
Ah, you just rest now, hero.
But yes, you too, Doctor, and you, nurse. I shall call you Miss Nightingale. It's as though you were both with me all through the terror.
He's almost out.
Now, the biology show in San Francisco, April 1955. The San Diego Fair in June of 55, and then the Pomona Fair in September. That was the big game.
All right, easy with it. Easy down. There, good boy.
She's all yours, Major. And in that crate, the thing weighs 600 pounds.
My, how strong you must be.
Nothing to it, Captain.
Well, we want to thank you for getting it here almost on time.
Well, we kind of lost track of it in Pismo Beach.
Well, that's remarkable, considering this crate is a little bigger than Pismo Beach.
Very funny, Captain. Well, good luck with your exhibit.
Well, now, this is supposed to be very easy to uncrate and set up. Let's see, there are keys to unlock the crate.
There are?
Yes, there are.
Not on my key ring, Major.
Oh, no, on the crate itself, Captain.
Mm-hmm, I'm looking.
No, the other side.
No, not over here.
Well, they have to be somewhere.
Well, here we are. Good morning, Captain Nightingale and Major Surgery.
Good morning, hero.
Well, no time to waste. Let's get to work. This was all my idea, you know.
You're a hero.
Yes, thank you. The key, Major Surgery.
We can't find it.
I thought maybe you had it.
No. I just helped design it. I don't carry the key. Well, it's already a day late, and there are thousands of people outside. What'll we do?
Well, we could give them coffee and donuts. That's what everyone expects from the Salvation Army.
Yes, nonsense. No, they're going to know the important things, and this drum display tells them all about the day nurseries, schools for the blind, hospitals.
Disaster relief.
Our missionaries.
Leper colonies.
Boys club.
Missing persons bureau.
Oh, if we only had a missing key bureau.
Well, there's no use dilly-dallying. We'll have to break open the crate.
There are some tools over here. I'd say a crowbar and a hammer to begin with.
Yes, Major Surgery.
Crowbar. Hammer. Temperature?
92. But it's clouding up.
It's coming. Beautiful job, Major.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, now, let's get to work. We'll just move the wood. There. Magnificent, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is.
It was all my idea. Now, yes. Just plug it in like so.
It lit up.
Naturally.
Well, now what?
Now we start the tape machine and put on the tapes for the music, and then we let the crowds in.
All right, tape machine's on.
Yeah, did you put the tape somewhere, Captain?
I didn't see them.
Oh, no, it can't be. They forgot to send the music tapes.
But it still works, doesn't it, Hero?
Yes, so does a plane with three engines out, but it just isn't as nice that way.
Well, there's a record player, but no records.
Well, no, there should be some band records. That London Salvation Army band has made some records that should do.
Well, maybe the next booth has something that'll do.
All right, Major, let's start it revolving and see if everything's all right. You see, as it goes around, different transparencies show up illustrating the work of the Salvation Army.
Yes, very clever.
Yes, it was
switched to start the motor.
Yes, that's right. Turn it on, please.
All right.
Did it seem a little noisy to you?
Oh, it sounded, I thought, like a tooth was missing from the drive gear. You know, this calls for a mechanic.
Yes, or a dentist. We'll have to have both, maybe. Let's tighten everything up and try a little oil.
All right.
Oh, this delay is terrible.
Well, these things happen.
Yes, but all you should have to do is install the braces with the four wing nuts provided.
Here, I got a few records.
Captain Nightingale, let me see. records. Yeah, the... The rock and roll mambo?
Oh, afraid that won't do.
No. Let me see this one. Beat Me Daddy Ape to the Bar.
Oh, I remember that song. I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, these will hardly do, Captain Nightingale.
I could sing.
Oh, you sing?
Like a nightingale.
I think I've got the motor fixed.
Oh, on second thought, we can actually go along without the music as long as the pictures show properly. We'll open the booth. Every other booth at the Pomona Fair is already open.
Should we try the motor?
Might as well, Major. Give her a go.
All right.
I guess that's the best we can do.
I'm afraid so.
You know, Major, it was all my idea.
Marvelous.
Well, let the crowds in. Open the door.
All right, you are, hero. You're right. We'll have to give him two more CCs.
Yes.
It was all my idea. All mine.
Ah, you'll be all right, fella. We're going to give you another shot.
Oh, there was more. There was more, much more, much more.
Oh, what do you mean?
It wasn't only at the Pomona Fair that we had trouble. It was just everywhere. Right after that fair, the drum display was supposed to go directly to Vallejo. They were going to use it during the United Crusade drive there.
I understand.
You see, the Salvation Army is one of the agencies helped by the United Crusade.
I know, and I always give generously.
Oh, that's nice. Very nice.
Hurry, nurse.
I have to open a new bottle, doctor.
They really needed the display drum in Vallejo.
I'm certain it was a big success.
Oh, no. It never got there.
Well, how come? That's not too far from Pomona.
It disappeared? Vanished?
But you found it.
Oh, finally, yes, finally. In a warehouse in a town that nobody ever heard of. It wasn't supposed to be there. It was all a mistake on the part of the transfer company. You see, the man who put it there got acute appendicitis en route. Oh, he recovered. He but I never will.
Well, it worked out all right. Now, didn't it?
No. We had to pay a storage bill and almost missed getting the drum to Phoenix.
I see.
Oh, but there was more. There was more. Much, much more.
Here you are, Doctor.
Oh, thanks, nurse. All right, friend. Now, just hold still.
Oh, do what you want. Do what you want to me. Nothing matters.
We're just going to help you rest a while.
There. At the annual maintenance campaign in Santa Cruz, it not only arrived without the tape, but it needed a new light fixture at the top.
Sounds to me like it needed a thorough reconditioning.
Oh, and it got one. Oh, yes, indeed. In San Francisco during March of 1956. Then it held up for a while, Idaho State Fair, Oregon State Fair, bringing the word of the Army's wonderful work to thousands of people. But then it was worse than ever before. No tapes, broken lights, damaged base. It seems as though I lived through every terrifying moment. Honolulu. Weren't you two there?
He's going under.
In Honolulu with me through all the arrangements to get it there.
Get ready for another adventure, nurse.
Oh, this is fascinating. What's actually wrong with him?
Simple hysteria.
Yes, the Honolulu display. Remember? Remember?
So ends the first act of our fantasy and fact, The Sour Drum Song, starring Herb Vigran as our hero. Phew! That drum has had some fantastic adventures, all right, and it's not through performing yet. Nor has our hero finished with the seemingly impossible task of keeping up with it. You know, there are two points to this little excursion into fantasy of ours. One is to entertain you with the story of the drum itself, true happenings which have occurred and which I suppose are still going on right now. But I think we can draw a parallel between the drum and the vagaries of human nature. The thousand wrong turns, the blind alleys in which man is constantly losing himself and from which he often needs help in extricating himself, and the assistance of the men and women of the Salvation Army in getting man out of these spots. Our hero, in a sense, represents the Salvation Army in that he, as they, realizes that for all the wrong turns and blind alleys and malfunctions, their goal is not only worthy of attainment, but must be attained. This attitude finds the Salvation Army on their job literally every minute of every day to help a human being somewhere in the world who needs their help. This attitude finds them in the midst of disaster areas, patching up broken homes, providing food and clothing and shelter for hundreds who just don't have these things. This attitude finds them on the street corners, gently reminding us of what we could and can become, but are not yet. This attitude finds them as truly the army with its arms around the world. Now, Act Two of our story, The Sour Drum Song, starring Herb Vigran as our hero.
It seems as though I lived through every terrifying moment. Honolulu, weren't you two there?
Just going in.
In Honolulu with me, through all the arrangements to get it there.
Get ready for another adventure, nurse.
Fascinating.
What's
actually wrong with
him?
Simple hysteria.
Yes, the Honolulu display. Remember? Remember?
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Oh, yes, yes. I haven't I seen you someplace before?
Possibly. I get around.
Oh, well, regardless, you are in the business of freighting and shipping things overseas, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
My name is Hero. I'm representing the Salvation Army.
Wonderful organization. The wife and I give generously every Christmas.
Oh, that's marvelous, marvelous. Then perhaps your generosity will spread to my shipping problems.
I only work here.
Yet, you know, I have the strangest feeling you once pushed me down an antiseptic corridor.
Like I say, I get around.
Yeah. Well, to business. I have a display drum I'd like to ship to Honolulu. Hawaii, that is.
Display drum?
Yes, it's a special exhibit. Here, this is a picture of it.
Very nice.
The Salvation Army uses it at fairs, conventions, etc., etc. Helps to make the public a little more aware of the extensive work the Army does.
I see.
It was all my idea.
And you want to ship this to Hawaii?
Honolulu.
Honolulu.
Yes. Now, here are the specifications, dimensions, weight.
What about crating?
Well, it's already crated.
And where is it now?
Right here in Portland, I think. You see, we've used it extensively this May all over the state of Washington. Wenatchee, Seattle, Spokane, Yakima.
It would cost you less from San Francisco.
Yeah, but it's here in Portland.
Well, why not truck it down to Frisco? Cheaper.
It would be cheaper still if it were in Waikiki, but it's here in Portland.
Just try to save your money.
My friend, if I can succeed in getting that display on a ship to Hawaii, money will be inconsequential compared to the mishaps that are likely to occur between here and San Francisco. For instance, at the Oregon State Fair last year, the display drum arrived with the base broken and the top in need of repair. At the annual maintenance campaign in Redding, the case was broken. The display drum never did make it to Santa Rosa.
You have your problems.
When I was 5, I lost both my parents. When I was 8, I was rescued from a burning building. At the age of 12, I was trapped for 17 hours in an abandoned mine shaft. I fought at Normandy, in Italy. I was wounded 3 times in Korea. Nonetheless, I was in perfect health 2 years ago. Then the display drum. Today, I am anemic, 21 pounds underweight, and I have ulcers. For breakfast, I have milk and Milltown. For lunch, I meditate. For dinner, I gorge myself on celery.
Celery? With ulcers? That's roughage.
Well, there's a bit of an adventurer in all of us. Now, will you please tell me how much it will cost to ship the display drum to Honolulu from Portland?
Well, I can only give you an estimated cost. There's transportation to and from the docks at either end to consider, insurance, and the other odds and ends.
All right, an estimated cost, then.
Well, let's see. 32 inches girth by 4, $22. Trucking, 200 pounds crating. You could truck it to San Francisco. Well, then, that figure there is my estimate.
All right. You have the job. Ship it to Honolulu. Hawaii, that is.
Thank you.
I just had to be here, Major, to make sure everything went all right.
Well, from what I hear, you deserve the kind of relaxation you'll find here in the islands.
You say you know exactly where we'll find the drum when it's unloaded?
You haven't a thing to worry about.
Major, do you mind if I ask you a very personal question?
Not at all.
Were you ever a milkman?
No, afraid not.
Butcher?
Hardly.
Ghost?
What?
That was a trifle silly. But I keep thinking I've seen you before, all dressed in white.
Here, we better turn down here.
Oh, yes. I get excited just knowing I'm near the drum.
Ah, you look a little pale.
In anticipation. You see, it wouldn't surprise me in the least if it arrived in pieces or didn't arrive at all.
Well, if it reached Honolulu, it's either in this section here or will be momentarily.
I see it! I see it there!
Was
there.
That the crate you sent?
Well, not exactly. I had them do some additional crating, but I'd know those dimensions anywhere. It was all my idea, you know.
Not really.
Well, let's settle the bill at once and be on our way.
Fine. Lady over there can help you. You do that, and I'll phone for our truck. You see, in Hawaii, you relax.
Over there. Oh, yes, yes, there it is. My name is Hero, Salvation Army.
Oh, yes. We have a shipment for
you. Yes, I already spotted it, and our truck is on the way. I just wanted to settle the bill.
Certainly. Here you are.
There must be some mistake. This figure is twice the estimate I was given.
Those things do happen.
Oh, no. It can't be. It just can't be. I assured my superiors that the costs wouldn't exceed half this figure.
You'd better sit down.
Do you realize how much money this is? How can I face them? It was all my idea.
You should have trucked it to San Francisco.
Never be able to explain it. Never, never, never.
You could give me a hand with this crate.
Double the estimated cost.
Have some more pineapple juice.
Oh, I should have trucked it to San Francisco.
Relax. This is Hawaii.
Oh, it was all my idea.
And you'll be proud of yourself as soon as the crowds come in. Hey, did I tell you? After the Junior Chamber of Commerce State Fair, we're going to put it in the public library on behalf of Salvage Week.
Well, that's some encouragement.
There, almost got the crate open. There.
What are those?
Balloons. Millions of balloons.
No. The wrong crate. Oh, but it was so heavy.
Lead balloons?
It can't be. Oh, it can't be. Wonderful idea.
He's waking up now.
According to his chart, he's been out ever since I was last on duty.
I haven't been off duty.
You've been with him all this time?
He evidently thinks so, judging from what he was saying in his sleep. But I did a little research, talked to Salvation Army headquarters. This display drum is no figment of his imagination.
So those stories were true?
Yeah, and then some. It seems that drum has had more adventures than Gulliver, Livingston, and the Cisco Kid put together. It gets lost, breaks down with monotonous regularity. And this poor man carries the entire burden because it was all his idea. Okay, fella, time to wake up.
Well, what are you going to do?
Take him back to the county fair.
Another outburst like the last time, and they'll charge admission to see him.
No, I don't think there'll ever be another outburst. Come on now, fella. Wake up.
Oh, he needs a shave.
He had a close one last night.
Major. Captain. What are you doing here?
Ah, now you've been dreaming. I'm not a major. I'm Dr. Redson. And this is your nurse. You've been resting in a hospital.
I rested in Hawaii once. It didn't work.
Well, you're going to feel a lot better today and from now on.
Yes. Display!
Is displaying.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Now let's get dressed because we're going down to see it. Right down to the county fair. Hero, I think we can sit right here and watch and talk.
Watch what?
Well, look over there.
The Salvation Army booth.
Sure. See all the people streaming in and out?
Yes. I see them. My, what crowds.
Hero, you know George Washington?
Well, no. Not personally.
You ever stop to think what he helped create?
The father of our country?
Mm-hmm. Now then, think of Valley Forge, the cold, the starvation, the agony of those men. Take a man like Pasteur. Think of the humiliation he suffered trying to help humanity.
Oh, it pains me. It pains me.
Consider the trials and ordeals of Columbus.
Those wretched little ships on that great big ocean.
And the pilgrims who followed to cut out a new world and a new life in the wilderness.
Do you know you couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with those blunderbusses they used?
And your own General Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army.
The vitality he had, and on English cooking, too.
You see, Hero, every great man has his own Gethsemane. And you have yours. To Washington, it was Valley Forge. To Columbus, it was centuries of superstition. To Admiral Byrd, a continent of ice. And to you, the display drum.
Oh yes, I begin to see what you mean.
Look at all those people, Hero. Look at them hard. They're the people you want to reach. The people you want to inform about the good the Salvation Army does for all mankind. Every person that comes out of that booth, and all those who came out of booths in Salem, Spokane, Denver, Honolulu, Oxnard, Arizona, Idaho, and all those that will come out of booths where that drum will someday be displayed, all those people, thousands upon thousands of them, they don't know about your Gethsemane. Only you do. But they do know now that the Salvation Army has schools for the blind. They know about the day nurseries for mothers who must work, the summer camps, the thrift stores, the help the Army gives whenever disaster strikes, and the many, many more services the Army gives from the heart, the world over. So, Hero, let the display be lost temporarily. Let the base crack. Let the light break. They know none of this. They only know what that drum was meant to tell them.
Doctor, you've certainly opened my eyes.
Well, now how do you feel about all the problems of the display drum?
Well, like I keep saying, it was all my idea.
So ends the final act of our little fantasy, The Sour Drum Song, starring Herb Vigran. Be sure and be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Heartbeat Theater is a presentation of the Salvation Army and is one of the programs selected to be heard by our men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening and have a happy week ahead.